afternoon and welcome to the Dino Herbert Show, Everyday Hero. Today's Everyday Hero is a gentleman by the name of Rod Moyer, who's an entrepreneur, a stay-at-home dad, and he calls himself a professional father. I'm very excited to have him on the call today. Welcome to the call, Rod.
Hey, Dino. Glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
Not a problem at all. So, Rod, we'll get to the professional father thing in just a minute, but I'm wondering if you would kind of tell me a little bit about your businesses that you're working in right now. Tell me a little bit about that.
Sure. Well, I've always been an entrepreneur, Dino. I started off in high school and loved making money. As soon as I could work jobs, I worked 60 hours a week because I figured, hey, that overtime was good. I mean, time and a half was better than regular time rate, even though I was just making $4.35 an hour as a busboy and as a cook. Got to college, and, the entrepreneurial bug is just something that I've always had. Money is a necessity. It takes money to live. It takes money to take care of your family, to eat, determines, where you live and, health care and just everything is really, money-driven society. And so I've always had a focus of making money just really to achieve and accomplish my goals throughout high school and college. And, now as a full-time entrepreneur, I think it's a blessing to have, done some of the things that we have been able to accomplish. And, one of the things that I get, most joy out of is really, talking with individuals like yourself and, really being able to share with the next generation as well as the current generation of entrepreneurs, just letting them know that, it's something that you can do, whether you want to, work a business full-time out of your home or, if you want to, start a traditional business, you can do it. And, there's definitely some benefits to, being willing to pay the price to become a successful entrepreneur.
Excellent, excellent. Now, you mentioned your college. What's your college background? You got a degree in?
Northern Illinois University, came out in communications.
Okay.
And when I came out of school, actually, I was I found myself in a position. It was actually the time, interestingly enough, where they said the job market was pretty wide open. People had a the pickings that as to what jobs they really wanted to go after. And so I did the corporate thing. I worked over in Korea. Worked a marketing position with a major Fortune 50 company in Korea. Worked at Walt Disney World. And going into my junior year, I actually got a got an internship that paid $1,000 a week. Gave me a company car, company credit card. Job offer started at $60,000, $80,000. That's the third year. So I figured that I was on my way because my focus always was to go to school. And I did entrepreneurial things on the side, but. I had a corporate focus, and what happened when I worked this position, I was working with a guy, my trainer, and I was literally having to meet him at 5 o'clock in the morning, and I was finishing up working maybe at 7, 8 at night, and getting back to my place at 9. And I mean Monday through Friday, that's what we did. Sunday I slept, and or Saturday I slept, and Sunday I was just upset because the following day was Monday, and we had to do it all over again. And it was after that experience that I realized. I didn't want to work. I had never felt like that before. And that's why I always let students know when I when I talk to them, one of the best things that you can do for yourself is get experience, because you never know what you may learn, what you may think that you did like that you actually don't, or what you do like that you thought you didn't. Because I never realized before that I didn't want to work a job for 30 years. But after doing that, I mean, it was very I just felt like this isn't what I want to do every day for the next for the next 30 years. So that's really, where I had kind of a paradigm shift mentally where, I said, I've got to start, I've got to figure out a way to really be able to, support myself and, do something that's going to allow me to accomplish my goals on a full-time basis. And that was really the catalyst that caused the change in me to where I, really kind of moved in the direction that we moved.
And so what sort of things did you start to get involved with? Because you said this is just a few years after college.
Well, ironically enough, I actually, in college, probably one of the, not probably, the absolute best blessing and the best thing that happened to me was actually getting involved in network marketing. And,
okay.
Similar to many people, I was introduced actually from a fraternity brother. Most people are introduced from a friend or, family member or, whatever the case may be. And, I remember Julius. He's he's a very, 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 very good friend of mine. We hung out, we partied, we did it all. And I remember heading down to the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign and you know, he was trying to tell me about something that, you know, he was doing, and I paid him absolutely no attention. I could completely tell he was telling me something somebody told him to say. And a month later, I went back down to U of I, and he had a $500 check. And I had no idea what he was doing, but I decided that very second, whatever Julius is doing, I'm going to do it, because if Julius made $500, I'm going to make a lot of money. And my rationale for that was because, I mean, I considered myself a leader, was heavily involved in student government. I mean, I worked with, actually had a marketing and promotions company at the time. I worked with, you know, a lot of major artists, you know, throwing concerts, comedy shows, fashion shows, talent shows on my campus and other campuses in a couple of different cities. You know, so when it came to doing things, again, not a knock on Julius, but I mean, he was just, you know, pardon me, to this day, he'll be in four different cities in a week. Just, you know, he's one of those, you know, just, man, have fun all day, every day. You know, I figured that, you know, it would work pretty well. And I was able to, you know, what network marketing is, it's you know, it's called the home-based business industry, or, you know, the multi-level marketing. Some people call it a pyramid business. I mean, whatever you want to call it. The bottom line is that when you have success in that industry, you're in a position where you have cash flow and you have income that's coming in, irrespective of your time. And that was one of the first, really, as a matter of fact, you know, the first time I was actually able to work with and, you know, learn from, you know, wealthy individuals who already had a lot of money, because obviously a lot of things to me are common sense now, but they're not things that I was necessarily taught or, you know, had come up around prior to, you know, just being around, you know, these kinds of individuals. For example, you know, you look at someone like yourself, you know, who's obviously very, very successful, you know, national radio show and just all the things that you're doing. I mean, if I wanted to get involved in radio, it would obviously make sense that if I were to, you know, get a chance to work with you and talk with you, I mean, what I'd be able to learn in doing that would just be, it would be a no-brainer versus, you know, trying to figure it out on my own.
Let's stay there for a few minutes and talk a little bit about the network marketing industry.
Okay.
I know that on one hand, sometimes the industry has a bad reputation, but then on the other hand, it has been shown that it is a successful business model, and there are companies that are doing well, such as Amway. Amway's been around forever, and I know there was a time when Amway had a bad reputation, but you can't really knock a company that has been around as long as they've been. We've seen that ACN has had some success. They've been featured on Donald Trump's show. Donald Trump and Robert Kiyosaki mentioned the network marketing industry in their book, Why We Want You to Be a Millionaire. And so certainly there are good companies out there that are achieving success. And my listeners on the Everyday Hero are people who are considering taking a leap into entrepreneurship. I'm sure that some people have been considering network marketing. I'm sure they may have been approached by some groups that are offering an opportunity. What things, Rod, would you say that are good things that people should look for in a network marketing a company that they may have an opportunity to come across?
Excellent question, Dino. There's two that's obvious, and then there's a third one that becomes obvious with experience. And, you know, obviously any network marketing company has a product or a service, whether it's your skin cream, your legal services, you know, telecommunication services, you know, diet pills, cookies, Tupperware, whatever the case may be. There's a product or a service that independent representatives are able to position themselves with that particular company and use/sell that product or service. And every time you use it, you earn a commission. Every time you sell it, you earn a commission. So you need, number one, a product or service that you believe in and like. And then number two, you need compensation and commission that you feel is adequate, because you've got to have both of those in place. The third element that you learn in time, and probably most important, you know, they all intertwine together, is the leadership of the company and the ownership of the company. You know, what I mean by that is that, you know, number one, you got to know what these individuals' real intentions are. You know, one of the reasons that a lot of people have, you know, a bad taste, you know, about network marketing, and, you know, let me also say that, I mean, you know, there's good and bad in anything. It's not just network marketing. I mean, you look at any industry, any field, there's good, there's bad, there's average. So, you know, but speaking to network marketing, you've got to have owners who their integrity is really to provide a legitimate long-term opportunity for the representatives that, you know, put in their blood, sweat, and tears to build it. Number two, you have to have ownership that is actually competent to grow, and, you know, a company that's going to do, you know, hundreds of millions or $1 billion in revenue. I mean, everyone's not competent. Everyone is not the type of person that, you know, can do that, or at least they're, you know, able to put the right people around them to help them do that. My suggestion to someone who's looking to get involved in the industry, just never been, is just to become a student. The very first book I would suggest is My First Year in Network Marketing by Mark and Rini Yarnell. It is a classic book. It's it's kind of like the ABCs, you know. In addition and subtraction. I mean, you know, you've got to understand.
Well, I know the company that you're involved with has achieved some national notoriety. I don't know if you want to give a brief 30-second commercial about what you guys are up to or not.
Yeah, absolutely. The company that we're currently we've actually partnered with is Five Links Enterprises. Five Links, we're a very major player in the telecom industry, specifically Dino. We deal with voice over internet protocol. So right now we're expanding all across the country. Every, you know, city and market that we enter into, we, you know, typically attract the most successful, prominent and influential business leaders, community leaders, entrepreneurs in that area, because, you know, those that are working with us are really earning some very significant incomes when they're responsible for the development of those markets. So more information about myself and what I do is available at my website, rodmoyer.com, RODMOYER.com. And Five Links Enterprises is the company that we're currently working with.
Now, let's shift gears a little bit, Rod. Many books and many people talk about having a passion for what you do and having a why for what you do, because as an entrepreneur, we always come across tough times. And so you got to have a really good reason, a really good why that you're doing what you're doing in order to make it through some times that may be a little difficult when the road gets a little rough and the waves get a little high. Now, from the time I first met you at the Monster feature, Monster.com Diversity Leadership Program, where you speak to students, you had a little symbol behind your name, PF, and you told me that you were a professional father, and I have never seen that anywhere, and you obviously are very, very passionate and very committed as a father. Tell me a little bit about the story. I mean, I know I have children. I know other people have children, but you have put it out there as a banner of yours that you are a professional father. Tell me a little bit about, you know, how your little girl impacted your life and how you came to be, holding up that poster for her. Tell me about your daughter.
Well, you know, you're exactly right, Dino. You do have to have a why. And they say if your why is not strong enough to make you cry, it's not strong enough. And you need to keep on searching. I remember I was conducting a leadership training in Dallas, Texas, maybe back in 02, 03, 04, somewhere around there. And it was myself and another one of my colleagues, DT out of Chicago. And, you know, we were doing very well at the time, top producers in our company. And, but young, I mean, in our, you know, early 20s. And there was a gentleman there, Tracy Fisher out of Houston, Texas. He said, you know, let me ask you guys, you know, he's like, you know, what's your reason why? Like, and I got five kids. I mean, I do this full time, but I mean, you know, I don't do this. You know, we don't eat. You know, what's your reason why? And I remember we looked at each other, and I mean, you know, we could say different things. You know, we like, proving all the people wrong that says you can't do something, and you know, but we really didn't have, you know, that. I mean, anything that was, you know, drawing tears to our eyes. And, you know, I'll tell you, I remember like it was yesterday. It was December of 2006. My daughter was about 6 months old, and I discovered my life purpose and what I wanted to do with my life, what I wanted to do when I grow up, however you want to put it, and, you know, what my purpose is in being, and that's being a dad. You know, period, flat out being a dad. And, you know, as I call it, being a professional father. Now I have PF behind my, you know, initials because that's my certification. I think that, I mean, most people, whether it's CPA, MB, JD, you know, PhD, whatever the case may be, everyone, you know, puts their certification behind their name. So, I mean, why would I be any different? I don't see myself as any different. And, you know, what I mean, you know, the difference between a dad and a professional father. You know, I love taking my daughter to school the days that I do. I love picking her up from school. I sit down with her. I do her homework. I cook her dinner. I go to the park with her. I chaperone every one of her field trips. I will not miss a field trip. When she gets in sports or chess, whatever she gets in, I will be at every meet. I will not miss a practice. I mean, when she has her science fair, I mean, you know, we need to go to Peru to get some chemicals for it. I mean, I mean, my purpose is being a dad. You know, I mean, period, flat out. That's my life purpose. That's my focus. As a matter of fact, you know, I was just talking with Layla yesterday and, you know, getting ready to enroll her in rodmoyer.com University. And I'm going to teach her everything that I know. And, it's really nothing more to add on to it. That's what it is. I'm a dad. That's my profession. That's my life purpose. I mean, I found my life purpose. And, you know, the reason, you know, you've got to have a why that's so strong and, you know, you touched on something that's key. With anything, you're going to have adversity. You're going to have challenge. I mean, you know, that's just, you know, the fact of life. And, you know, it's always easier to, you know, back away from, you know, the adversity. For example, let's say you're running, you know, four laps around the track, you know, not a treadmill, a mile, four laps is a mile. I mean, you get with that third lap, you cramping up, it hurts. Oh, my goodness, you out of breath. It's very easy to stop, you know, but and see, at that moment, it would probably feel better to stop than to keep going because it hurts to do what you're doing. But, you know, why is it that you're going to keep going? You've got to have a reason. You've got to have a reason that's bigger than, you know, whatever it is you're currently experiencing. You know, once you do that and you have a reason why, you're no longer engaged with the things you're going to encounter between point A and point B. I mean, that's just, you know, that's basically, you know, that's just some basic human psychology. And you know, putting some fancy words behind it, you know, your why, commitment. But I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, it's just basic human, you know, concepts as to understanding how the body works. And, you know, but yeah, I'm a dad. I'm a professional father, you know. Layla Daddy is what they call me. As a matter of fact, another one of my websites, Dino, LaylaDaddy.com.
Every entrepreneur should be as passionate about their why as you are. That is very great. And Layla is lucky to have a father as committed as you are. And now, as I mentioned earlier, you and I met at an event that Monster puts on, where we'll be going to talk to college students all over the country about them leaving college and going into workforce. How did you get involved with talking to young people?
Oh, man, very, good question. You know, as I said, I came up in, you know, network marketing. And how you build a network marketing business, Dino, is, you know, very simply is by letting people know what you're doing. You know, you do that and you do that and you do that and you do that. And I was presenting and presenting and presenting. So what happened was a partner of mine actually started speaking with students and traveling across the country, you know, as a business. And I thought, well, I mean, I speak now, I'm can actually, you know, start another business speaking. I'm an entrepreneur. And, you know, so I just started speaking. I started my own speaking company. And, you know, one of the reasons, because I do speak to students all across the country and we are received, you know, typically very well. I mean, I'm speaking about content. I'm speaking about things I've done, number one, whether corporately, whether entrepreneurially, whether success, mindset, career development, corporate development, personal development, leadership. I mean, it's one of the ways to give back. So, you know, keep working hard, keep having a lot of success, keep giving back, and keep having fun. And, you know, did I mention fun?
You did mention fun, and you sound like you're having fun. Sounds like that's a big part of the component. You know, we've only got 30 minutes, and I could probably talk to you for another 2 hours, Rob. This has been very, very entertaining and very enlightening, and I can tell that you're passionate about what you do, which is a rarity.
I'm passionate about.
What's that?
I'll tell you one other thing I'm passionate about. It's time! Do you know what that is, Dino?
No, I don't. What is that?
My man, Bruce Buffer. That's how he announces the UFC. I am an MMA-aholic. As a matter of fact, I started a media company. Dina, you'll be able to check me out very soon at moneyjitsu.com. And, you know, Rod Moy, I am actually in the process of, you know, becoming the Stephen A. Smith of mixed martial arts. Man, we are at the events. We are having a great time. The UFC is where it's at. I just saw Dana White, Forrest Griffin, and Kenny Florin, a couple of the fighters up here on the big screen. I'm just hanging out in the lounge here in Chicago right now. And, you know, that is – I mean, I'm a basketball guy. I play basketball. But the UFC is absolutely – I mean, it is unbelievable. Big up to Dana White, man, if you're listening. Love you. We need to get together soon.
That's interesting. Now, for those of my listeners who don't know what UFC is, tell us about it.
Well, the UFC is mixed martial arts is the sport. And the UFC is the company that dominates mixed martial arts. Similar to the NFL is the major company in football. Football is the sport. The NFL is the business. Mixed martial arts is the sport. The UFC is the business. So what mixed martial arts is, you know, 10 years ago, people would study different disciplines. You've heard of boxing. You've heard of wrestling. You've heard of karate, judo, kung fu, taekwondo, jiu-jitsu. And, you know, people would, you know, have, you know, different disciplines. Well, now mixed martial arts means that, you know, these people actually, they learn all the disciplines. And I actually got became interested back in 93 when it first came out. And you had guys like Hoyce Gracie, 170 pounds beating 350-pound guys, and it's just interesting to me, how are they doing this? And I was a fan, and I was a fan, but it was interesting. There were no rules. It was marketed as a blood sport. I mean, the UFC was banned from pay-per-view. I mean, it tells you how bad it is. And what happened was in 2001, Dana White, Lorenzo Fertitta, you may have seen them on the cover of Forbes magazine. They bought the business for $2 million. Right now, it's worth over $1 billion. And I'm going to let you know, Dino, right now, you can let her know, RodMoyer.com told you so. Over the next 8 years, the UFC will become bigger than the NFL. Trust me, it is phenomenal, and I'm just a fan. I mean, just like some people might like golf or, you know, yeah, baseball, you know, I'm a UFC man, but I just thought I'd chime that in.
Like I said, you've got energy, you've got passion, and that's wonderful, and I think we need more of that in this world because there are too many people just kind of going through the motion, so that's very excellent. Now, Rod, if someone wants to get in touch with you and find out more about what you're doing, I know you've got a couple websites. You've already mentioned them. Why don't you give those to us again before we wrap?
Yeah, you can email me directly. My email address, headcoach@rodmoyer.com. Again, that's headcoach@rodmoyer.com. And, of course, rodmoyer.com, the American dream. The website is available for everyone. Listen, I look forward to getting a chance to speak with you, whether you're an entrepreneur just getting started, if someone you haven't worked in entrepreneurship and you want to get into entrepreneurship or just have some questions about leadership, you know, success or family, life in general, you're a parent, you know, you're a teacher out there, and you know, you want to be in a position to get some individuals to come really relate and convey some messages to your students or your sports fanatic. I mean, you know, anything. I really love developing partnerships. I travel across the country, and I look forward to hearing from you and just seeing what we can do together to have some fun and definitely leave a mark and leave something better, different and better than, you know, before we got our hands on it. So definitely, you know, God bless. And, Dino, I want to thank you as well, man. This I've heard a lot about your show, man, and this is a phenomenal platform that you put together, brother. So I'm real proud of you, man, for everything you're doing, man. And, you know, I'm definitely going to keep listening.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much, sir, and we'll talk to you soon.
God bless.
Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode of the Dino Herbert Show, Everyday Hero. Why don't you drop me a line and let me know what you thought about today's episode? You can also find me at dinoherbert.com for other books, recordings, and to book me to speak at your next engagement. It's always a pleasure having you here. And remember, I am passionate about people who are pursuing their potential.